it all up and fertilize it. And then I didn't have him any more until he was here yesterday. He couldn't believe his eyes when he saw those flowers all in bloom. Because I bought little plants, you know, in little pots and put them out.
Well, the blossoms are so big.
Yeah, they
are. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. If I ask you if you had done something already, you could either say, yes, I have, or no, I...
Yes, I have.
Or no,
I didn't do anything.
Okay, but if I ask you if you have done something, you can say, yes, I have, or no, I...
haven't.
And if I ask, was it a nice day, you could say, yes, it was, or no, it...
No, it was a bad day.
Okay, well, we're just trying to get pronunciation of one word here. And you could say, yes, it was, or no, it...
When you're a good day or a bad day, is that what you're trying to get at?
Yeah, I want you to say it wasn't.
It wasn't a good day. But it was a good day yesterday.
Yeah, it was. If you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you can say, he what do that?
He shouldn't do that.
Okay. And if I ask you if you can do something, and you're not really sure whether you can or not, but you think you can, and you're certainly willing to try, you could say, well, yes, I what do it.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, would you ever use an expression like, I might could do it, or I might can do it, or would you just say, I might do it?
No, I usually say, I will do it.
Okay. What's another way to say, came close to doing something? For instance, if I said, I slipped on the sand, and didn't quite fall down, but I, what?
I almost fell.
Okay. And last section is just designed to get your pronunciation of certain words. So I'll start out with a phrase and just leave a blank. A penny is one.
Yeah.
And a dime is...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if somebody moved in across the street in 1960, you could say they moved in 1960 and they lived here ever...
And that's what?
They moved in 1960 and they've lived here ever...
Ever since.
Okay. And on December 25th, you can either say Happy Christmas or what Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Okay, and a wiener and a bun with ketchup and mustard is called a...
Hamburger.
Okay, there's a different one besides a hamburger. It's a long skinny...
Oh, a hot dog.
Okay, and the parents of Jesus were Joseph and...
Mary.
Okay, and our first president was George...
Washington.
And if a man and a woman want to live together, they go to the preacher and get...
married.
And after the man caught a cold, his voice became very
hoarse.
And if you want to send a message to someone, you get a pen and paper and you
write.
And on Sunday afternoon, people often get in their cars and go for a
ride.
And the cowboy rides on
a pony.
Okay, and if it's bigger than a pony, it might be called a
horse.
Okay. And the parts of the tree that are under the ground are
root.
And you strike a match to start a
fire.
And the soft, thick black stuff that collects in the chimney is
soot.
And milk comes from a
cow.
And years ago, when grocers bought food not in individual packages, but when they bought it in huge quantities, they could say they're buying things in quantity or buying in
book.
Okay. And a person's parents are his what and his what?
Mother and father.
Okay, and robins and blue jays and sparrows are all
birds.
And this paper is what color?
White.
And if you had a five-year-old granddaughter, you could say, well, she's a sweet little
tot.
Okay, and to show that she's not a male child, but a female child.
She's a girl.
Okay, and then a grandson would be a smart little
boy.